Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right.
Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're here on another gorgeous fall day. What an excellent day to take your dog for a walk. I have not done that with my own dogs yet today, but I have done with my clients' dogs pretty much all morning, and it's been lovely. It's actually quite a bit colder now, but the sun is still shining. We have a great show today. I did some research last night on pet insurance because I've had a bunch of people ask me about it over the years recently, and I don't really have any direct experience with pet insurance, so I don't really know about it. And I think it's kind of a new thing that's, you know, become more recently available. So I decided to do some investigating, and it was actually pretty interesting. So I'm going to talk about what I found online about the different, I looked at four different plans and compared them and got quotes for my own dogs. So I'll share my findings there. But first of all, I'd like to say hi to Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned this last week, but today's show is dedicated to Sparkles, the fire safety dog, who recently passed away. And we had a firefighter.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah. Firefighter Dana Hilton and Sparkles were on the show.
Friends of the show.
Yes. They were on 2 or 3 months ago, I think. And she does really wonderful work. She and Sparkles did the work together where they went around to schools and taught very young children about fire safety and how to, you know, basically get out of the house if they woke up and the house was filled with smoke. And she had trained Sparkles to crawl on the floor. So she would teach the kids to crawl like Sparkles if they woke up and the house was filled with smoke. And this actually has saved lives, the work that she's done, because it's been a sort of taught in a way that little kids can remember and access and also remember even if they're afraid, you know, if they wake up and the house is filled with smoke. What do I do? And then because I think that a dog showed them rather than just an adult.
Right.
They remembered.
It's rare that an old dog is teaching new tricks.
I know.
Rather than even just trying to learn it. But so
Sparkles was a Dalmatian, of course. And her website is sparklesthefiresafetydog.com. And they've got some great children's books that teach about fire safety. They're really cute. They'd make great gifts this holiday. Really, really important education. But so Sparkles passed away recently. So we're going to play her theme song coming out of into the next break and then back into the show.
Sure.
We'll play her theme song, which I know this happened to me before, but it'll be in my head now for the next month.
Well, Sparkles' legacy will no doubt live on.
Oh, yes.
Well, when you think about, say, Smokey the Bear, it seems like Smokey got even bigger and more popular after Smokey, the actual bear, passed on. So,
well, Sparkles does have a protege now. Firefighter Dana Hilton has a new Dalmatian puppy named Siren. So Siren is following in Sparkles' paw steps.
Cute.
And is learning how to be a fire safety dog himself. There's pictures of Siren, too. And they're on Facebook, and she documents very well on Facebook about their activities and lots of pictures of the puppy and all that. So you can check her out. Sparkles the fire safety dog. So this one's for you, Sparkles. So I have some announcements. Very exciting. There's another herding trial this weekend on Whidbey Island that Darcy and I are looking forward to going to. And we're going to be taking our dogs with us, the infamous cattle dogs. The Winter Series trial on Whidbey Island. This is being sponsored by Washington Association of Stock Dog Handlers member Susan Crocker. It's this Saturday, November 13th, on Whidbey Island. And you can find out more information and get directions at www.wastockdoghandlers.org. So WA for Washington, stockdoghandlers.org. And I've posted that link on the Dog Talk Show website as well on the homepage, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. Also, the following Saturday, Darcy and I are hosting a fundraiser at Hot Flash, which is a women-only dance at Neighbors, which is on Capitol Hill in Seattle, November 20th from 6 to 10 p.m. And this is a fundraiser to benefit Prison Pet Partnership Program, which is one of my favorite organizations. So inspiring. The women at the Women's Correctional Facility in Purdy, Washington, actually train service dogs for people and give them away to people who need them. And it's just an amazing program. It equips these women with job skills for when they get out. And we've had a chance to talk with the inmates and actually sit in on a training class. It's a really wonderful program. So we're going to have a table there. We're going to have a lot of great raffle baskets to give away, which is going to be part of the fundraiser. We've got a raffle basket being donated by the Natural Pet Pantry, one of the show's sponsors. Food, treats, supplements. They've got great stuff. It's all locally made. I've got a basket, a collection of books. Some of them are signed by the authors, and then some other dog-related things as well. So be sure to stop by the table if you can come to that event. And you can go to hotflashdances.com to find out more about their dances. They happen every other Saturday. They're really fun. So I'm excited to go to this herding thing this weekend because it has become very clear to us that the cattle dogs need a constructive outlet for their herding drive. And we were talking...
What, you don't have cattle at home?
No, we've joked about that, though. If we had the land, just getting a couple cows for the cattle dogs to just
put them in the living room.
Herd around, yeah. Well, I interviewed author Ted Carasotti a couple weeks ago. He's the author of Merle's Door, a really, really wonderful book, and a new book called Pucka, The Pup After Merle, which is more of a photo book and a story, but not as much of a, wouldn't be a novel, but not as much of a regular book that you would read. It's less text, more pictures.
Okay.
Really beautiful pictures, though. But anyway, he was talking about how we're really, a lot of the problems that people have with their dogs, and I would certainly agree with this in the work that I do with training and behavior, is that people are taking these dogs that are working breeds and trying to make them into house dogs or, you know, yard dogs and not really getting them out much. And I'll tell you, with our cattle dogs, I mean, we get them out. We exercise them. We go, one of our favorite places to go is to walk around Seward Park. And, you know, we'll go for an hour walk. And it's like, it just doesn't, you know, there's maybe a little bit of a difference in their energy, but it's clearly not enough. They're not like they have this need to work, like, you know, to, and so, you know, they end up hurting other things in the house, like the vacuum and stuff like that, and each other. So anyway, we are going to start taking them herding and see how that helps them with their overall, I think, sense of fulfillment in life, which will be good. But that's something I'm working with a 6-month-old setter puppy who's like high energy and being really destructive and jumping up and, you know, destroying couches and stuff like that. And part of the problem is just not enough of a constructive outlet for that energy. We're also working with this adorable little toy poodle puppy who... Similar story. She's we're working on providing her with a constructive outlet for all of that energy that she has daily that needs to go somewhere. Because if
are poodles herding dogs as well?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
She's really cute though. But she's being, you know, she's quite young. I think she's only like 13 weeks now, 13 or 14 mm-hmm. weeks, but they're very smart. I mean, she's picking stuff up super fast.
Does she have the classic poodle haircut, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay. No. So if a poodle doesn't get the poodle haircut, does it just turn into a big, like a sheep?
Yeah.
A big ball of fur?
Yeah. Yeah, their hair just kind of keeps growing and it's fluffy, so they have to be groomed. But they don't, there's different types of cuts, and mm-hmm. I think probably most people who own poodles don't give them that show cut where they have the pom-poms and...
Right, the leg warmers tufts, and the...
Right, exactly.
And the poofy tail.
So, but you know, she's the same thing. She's just got a lot of energy and she just needs, it's just a matter of meeting the dog's energy needs every day. And then when you do, just as a side effect, your dog is better behaved and not acting out for attention as much because their needs are met. So anyway, we are, you know, we have our own dogs and that's something that we are working on with our cattle dogs as well. So I'm really looking forward to this herding event this weekend. Hopefully the weather is like it is today. Let's see. I'm also later on in the show going to talk about this special that was on last night on KCTS or also PBS called Dogs Decoded. It was kind of the buzz last night. And... we actually got to watch it. It was very interesting. It was about basically how if wolves and dogs genetically are 99.8% identical. So what makes them so different, basically, was the question that they were trying to answer in the special. It was very interesting. So I'll share a lot of that information a little bit later on. We also have a couple of copies of A Dog for All Seasons to give away. Last week, we interviewed Patty Sherlock, the author of A Dog for All Seasons. Great book. We have a couple signed copies to give away today on the show. I think we'll do that as soon as we come back from break.
I like to think that all dogs are dogs for all seasons.
Yeah,
really. I'd hate to think of someone just like booting, you know, their dog out for the winter.
I don't think that's the angle she was taking in the title. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. And again, this is a tribute to Sparkles, the fire safety dog who recently passed away. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Sparkles the fire safety dog, fire safety dog. We need to know what to do and we need to be safe. Sparkles the fire safety dog, fire safety dog.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com. Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. the Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., we cover the world of animals. This week is special. We'll be broadcasting live from Posada Safe Haven in Monroe. They're an 85-acre sanctuary with all kinds of animals. They take the ones that no one else can or will, from farm animals to domestic pets. So come join Scotty and me for a holiday party in the woods with the animals at Posada Safe Haven and get to know them all over again. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
She knows just what to do, and she always has a meeting place. Talk to fire safety dog.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. An epic song.
For an epic dog.
For an epic dog. I love, my favorite part is where they say, she knows just what to do. You just played it. She knows just what to do. She always has a meeting place.
That's right.
Yes, she does. Sparkles always has a meeting place in case of a fire. Again, that's sparklesthefiresafetydog.com.
Now that meeting place is heaven.
Aw.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring it down.
So, I'm going to do a little dog talk show trivia to give away two copies of the one to each person. So we've got two opportunities here to call in. The number to call is 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Again, that's 425-373-5527. So opportunity for two people to answer the same question, just with a different answer. So and in honor of Sparkles, I'm going to do one of my name a dog breed, and I'm going to do the letter S for Sparkles. So if you can give us a call and tell us a breed of dog recognized by the American Kennel Club that begins with the letter S, as in Sparkles, the fire safety dog, then we will send you a signed copy of A Dog for All Seasons. And the author is Patty Sherlock. It's a wonderful book. I very much enjoyed reading it. She was a lovely interview. So we will give a copy of that away to the first two callers who can give us one dog breed that begins with the letter S, as in Sparkles.
I think I've got an answer for this one.
Yeah?
Yeah, this one's a pretty easy one, so hopefully get a call here pretty quick.
Yep, 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Right. Again, that question is to call us and just give us one dog breed name that's recognized by the American Kennel Club that begins with the letter S. S as in Sparkles, the fire safety dog.
Right.
So we'll get those callers lined up. We've got two books to give away. So fill in those lines, 425-373-5527. Oop, there they all go. Okay, we've got Richard, who's our first caller, Richard in Maple Valley. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in. So do you have a dog breed name that begins with the letter S?
S like in Frank or S like in Sam?
S as in Sparkles, the fire safety dog.
Oh, Sharpay.
All right, excellent. So, Richard, hang on the line, and we're going to send you back to Darcy, and we'll get your mailing information, and we'll send that signed copy of A Dog for All Seasons out to you. Now, do you have a dog?
I do.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Papillon.
All right. Very good. Well, Richard, thanks so much for listening, and we'll get that book out to you shortly.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, and next we have Anne in Kent on line two. Hi, Anne.
Yes.
Do you have a dog breed name that begins with the letter S, as in Sparkles, the fire safety dog.
But we already heard Sharpay, and so it's got to be something else.
Yes, we already heard Sharpay.
Yes, Saluki.
Ooh, very excellent choice. All right, good job. Now, do you have a dog?
Yes, I actually have a 4-year-old Papillon and a 13-year-old Spaniel mix.
Oh.
And I work quite a bit with Martha Norwalk.
Oh, wonderful. Martha Norwalk's Animal World is on this station on Sundays from 9 to noon.
Yes.
Yeah, we've had Martha on the show.
Uh-huh.
Well, wonderful. Saluki, one of my favorite breeds. I had a Saluki mix who passed away about a year ago, so a fine choice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy.
Thank you.
Get your mailing information. We'll get that signed copy of A Dog for All Seasons right out to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well done.
Papillons appear to be quite popular
No
nowadays.
Kidding. Or Papillon owners seem to listen to the dog talk show.
Well, maybe we'll have to do some Papillon-specific segments in the future.
I think so. well done. Other S breeds. Eric, what was the one you had in mind?
I was thinking Schnauzer.
Good one.
Yeah.
Silky Terrier, Siberian Husky, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, Sussex Spaniel. There's actually quite a few that are in the S's. Scottish Deerhound, Scottish Terrier. Lots of them. So those were two great ones, Sharpay and Saluki.
Saluki, I've never actually heard of. What kind of, what is that?
Saluki
dog
is a sight hound.
Okay.
And Salukis they're one of the fastest breeds. The sight hounds are one of the fastest breed, or actually the fastest breed group. Greyhounds being, I think, technically considered to be the fastest.
Is there another breed that they resemble, or are they?
Salukis?
Yeah.
Greyhound.
Oh, okay.
It's like a greyhound with wispy hair.
All right.
Wispy ears and tail.
Huh.
So a similar build, a very deep chest and thin waist, long back legs, a small, sleek head.
Interesting.
Compared to
so
the rest
of
their
body. Part of that series, like the Whippet and the Greyhound. Mm-hmm. And the
Whippet's like Saluki. A medium-sized greyhound. As far as, I mean, a Whippet is a Whippet. That's a separate breed. But
right.
They look like a medium-sized greyhound. And then there's Italian greyhounds, which are like even smaller. So they're like a small version.
They're the spaghetti greyhounds.
Separate breed. So Chewy, it turned out, was a lab Saluki mix, according to the breed DNA test that we did, actually right before he died, yeah. Which explains why he was so fast and why he had such a pinhead for such a huge body.
Mm.
Yeah, that was my boy. So, let's see. All right.
We got about 5 minutes for the break.
I'm looking for that timer clock.
That silence there was, yeah, you looking for the clock.
Yeah, wanted to make sure.
Sorry, our clock died recently.
Yeah, good to know. All right, well, I'll look at the regular clock. So there was a, I'm going to talk about the insurance first because that's a question that a lot of people have. So I want to make sure that I get to that. So pet insurance, it's like health insurance for your pet. And so the question is, you know, is it worth it? Is it a good idea? What do they offer? How much is it? You know, those types of things. And I have not known really the answer to that up until now. I have a better idea. And I don't have any experience with it. So if any of you listening out there have had experience with pet insurance, whether it be good or bad, or you know somebody who had experience with pet insurance, we'd love to hear from you and have you share your personal experience with pet insurance with the listeners here. So the number to call for that is 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527. Or toll free, of course, 888-298-5569.
I got to say, on the face of it, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you can afford it, you get medical insurance, you know, for yourself for those catastrophic costs, you know, so that you're not burdened with them all at once. And, you know, there can be quite expensive costs for your animals as well.
Yes, for sure. I mean, we just had... this is actually something I want to talk about as a topic, too, but obstructions. One of our cattle dogs, Telly, had something in her stomach, like a cloth ball that had been there for a very long time, and she may have even come to us with it. Wow. But, you know, that they have to go in there and actually surgically remove it.
Uh-huh.
That procedure alone would have paid for almost, well, in some cases, actually the year premium for insurance, and it would have been covered.
Hmm.
So here's some differences that I found. Now, again, if you have any experience with pet insurance, pet health insurance, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you because I haven't had any direct experience with the insurance companies and really how it works. So whether it be good or bad experience or you know someone who's had good or bad experience, we'd love to hear from you. 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. That's toll free in Western Washington. We'd love to hear from you about your pet insurance experience. So I looked at four different ones. I looked at the three that came up first when I searched for pet insurance. And that was Pet Plan, Purina Care Plus Preventative Care, VPI Major Medical Plan, and then one that was recommended to me was one called Trupanion, T-R-U-Panion. So I compared them all. I entered in, I got quotes all for Telly, who is about a 3.5-year-old Australian cattle dog, female. And I did all of the plans. I selected the highest level of coverage. So the lowest deductible, the highest annual maximum paid out, you know, the best plan on all of them to be consistent across the board. And then I also did Leia, who's my 8-year-old dachshund, to compare the difference in cost between Telly, a younger cattle dog, and Leia, an older dachshund that might be considered to be a higher risk breed because of the back problems. Although I'll tell you, Telly has already cost us more in surgery than Leia has in her whole life. But so I researched these four different companies, selected the highest possible version of the plan. So lowest deductible, highest percentage.
Coverage.
Yes. And got all the prices. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I will share my information with you. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Many dogs love to ride in the car, but boy, they can really do a number on the interior with their nails and teeth. Did you know that you can have the interior vinyl and leather dents and tears repaired rather than having to replace an entire section or door? Color Masters Northwest offers leather, vinyl, and velour restoration with the option of on-site repairs and affordability of saving you from having to order a whole new part. You don't have to wait to replace your entire door or console. Just call Color Masters Northwest and have your dog's unsightly handiwork repaired quickly and affordably. Call 425-681-9355 or visit colormastersnw.com to schedule an appointment today. That's 425-681-9355 or online at colormastersnw.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a 2-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk with your animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Let's play 10 questions. What is new at KKNW?
Real estate radio.
What's the show about?
Real estate?
Actually, Val, we focus on buying, selling, owning, and financing residential real estate.
That's right, at the ground level, where most of us live.
Who are you guys?
Well, I'm Rob Gray, a broker for John L. Scott in West Seattle.
And I'm Craig Goble with Cascade Pacific Mortgage.
We're both active real estate professionals, and we're in the trenches every day.
Don't miss Real Estate Radio at its new time, 2 o'clock every Thursday here on Alternative Talk 1150.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Let me go.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence Northwest for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com for all of their wonderful products and services that I highly, highly recommend. So we're talking about pet insurance. And I did some research and about what the different costs break down and the different levels of coverage are for four different companies. But if you have any personal experience with pet insurance or know somebody who has any feedback, we would love to hear from you. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Don't be shy. Please call us in and let us know, because I have not had any direct experience. I actually don't think I even know anybody who has pet insurance, because it's a relatively new thing that's available now. Certainly getting more and more popular, though. I think it's actually potentially a great idea, assuming that people, you know, have good experiences with the insurance companies. So here's what I found. For Telly, who's my three-year-old Australian cattle dog, I looked at four different companies. The first one was called Pet Plan, and I just did an online quote for all of these, so you can go to these websites and do this for your pet, and they do both dogs and cats. So you enter in their age and breed, and your zip code, and it's basically kind of a similar form for all of them. The website is gopetplan.com, but this one was called Pet Plan, and their best or highest level of coverage was a $50 deductible with 100% reimbursement, which means 100% of the costs were you would get reimbursed, rather than like 80% or 60% or something like that, where they're only going to cover a partial amount of the total bill. And a $50 deductible, which means you'd have to pay your $50 deductible and then they would cover 100% of the rest of the cost, which is a very low deductible. And there was also a $20,000 annual maximum payout. So that's just per year. So once you get to a new year, that refills basically and you get another $20,000. So it's a $20,000 annual maximum. And this was a very simple, I liked this one because it said under veterinary fees, this was the gold plan. It just said any treatment administered by a licensed veterinarian for illness or injury, including hospitalization, diagnostic testing, surgery, referrals, prescription meds, and complementary medicines. When complementary medicines meaning like acupuncture or something like that, which I have found to be very valuable, invaluable actually with my own pets. Any treatment administered by a licensed vet. Love that. Just keep it simple. So $50 deductible, 100% reimbursement, $20,000 annual max. For Telly, it was $68.68 per month, or $807.18 per year. And her surgery to remove the foreign object from her stomach cost us about $800. So that would have been her insurance premium right there, and that would just would have paid for itself. I believe she's been to the vet otherwise as well. So that sounds like for her, given the obstruction incident that we had, it would have been worth it. Okay, the next one is, now I just did the three ones that came up first in the search, and then I had another one that I checked into because of some information I got from one of our Facebook fans. So you can go to the Dog Talk Show fan page on Facebook, and you can be involved with the show in between live shows, get coupon codes first, kind of hear some behind-the-scenes comments from me, and that's the Dog Talk Show page on Facebook. You can become a fan. And we have reached 300 fans, which was great. Yep. So the next one was Purina Care Plus Preventative Care, which if you've listened to the show, you would know that I would not choose this one. Mainly, you know, with insurance. Well, there's a lot of reasons. But I looked at the numbers, and the Purina Care was a $250 deductible. So you have to pay that every time you make a claim. You have to pay $250. That was the lowest amount. And then there's a 20% coinsurance, which means that you have to pay 20% of the balance of the cost, basically, and an annual maximum of $20,000, same as the pet plan one that I said before this one. So $250 deductible, 20% coinsurance, so you have to pay $250 no matter what, and they're not going to cover all the costs. Total for Telly was $51.34 per month, $6.16 per year. So it's, what, $17 more a month to get 100% reimbursement and only a $50 deductible. So for me, I feel like if I was going to do health insurance for my pet, I would want to spend the extra $15 a month and get better coverage. Now, they were talking about...
Let me ask you, when you were doing research on this, did you come across any websites that did contrast and compare for pet insurance?
Mm-hmm. I did. I don't recall which one it was. It might have been the Trupanion one, the last one that I did, where they'll actually compare... Yeah, they do. They compare theirs with the third one that I'm about to talk about, which is VPI.
But no, like third-party websites that were.
I didn't get that far.
Competitor. There, oh, okay.
I don't know. I didn't find anything like that. There, it might not be big enough for a third party to do that yet. Mm. But I didn't come across that. But I also wasn't looking for a third party to compare. So the next one was a VPI major medical plan. The highest level of coverage was $100 deductible. $14,000 annual maximum, which was lower than the annual maximum of $20,000 of the two before that. And the cost for this one was $40.33 per month. So the lower the level of coverage, it seems like it's been fairly consistent, the lower the monthly premium, but the coverage is not as... not as good. And what I did not like about this one is that there were all of these exclusions. I mean, I couldn't even understand what, when I was looking at the plan and what was covered and what wasn't covered. And they had these different primary allowance and secondary allowance. The primary allowance is the benefit limit for the primary condition or procedure. This includes exam, diagnostic testing, prescriptions, injections, hospitalization, treatment, anesthesia, and surgery. Secondary allowance is the benefit limit for the condition or procedure that is treated along with the primary diagnosis condition. I mean, I just, you know, and then it gave all these different values for hundreds of different conditions, and I just was like, what am I covered for? Like, I really found it hard to understand the benefit schedule. And it was a $100 deductible. That was the lowest deductible. So you're going to have to pay $100 no matter what. $14,000 annual max, which wasn't as high as the other ones. $40.33 per month, $483.96 a year. So it was the least expensive, but I didn't, the coverage seemed kind of sketchy to me. For, like, example, for intestinal foreign objects, medical, the primary allowance was $625, which would not cover the cost of surgery. And then the secondary allowance was $250. So it's like, well, what does that mean? I don't know. I didn't like that one.
Did you notice in any of the plans of whether they covered, like, physicals? Or checkups?
Yes.
On a regular basis?
Yes. Yeah. Well, some of them covered, like, the Trupanion one, which is the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a zero deductible, which I liked. 90% of the costs were covered. So you're going to have to pay 10%. There's no deductible, but you'll have to pay 10% of the costs. Except exams and routine care. So this was...
So that means they're covered in full.
Physicals. So they were not... No, this means that they did not cover exam fees.
Oh, okay.
And routine care. Vaccines, fecals, you know, that type of stuff. So it was only things outside of routine care.
Interesting.
There was no annual maximum... So that was good, but it was not all-inclusive coverage. So zero deductible, 90% of costs covered, so you'd have to pay 10%. And that one for Telly was $40.89. So that was about the same coverage as the VPI. I liked this one better than the VPI, but I think my favorite one, just from the information I got online, was the Pet Plan one, the first one. $50 deductible, 100% reimbursement, and it was anything that a licensed vet did. I just liked that. It was simple. There was no question as to whether
one thing was covered.
Is this going to be covered or not? How much of it? How, you know, all that stuff. It just was like anything that a vet does, whether it be preventative. And it was also included the complementary, meaning... like alternative, like acupuncture and stuff like that.
It sounds like these insurance plans are nearly as complicated and confusing as the human counterpart.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So I also checked out, well, let's take a quick break, but when we come back, I'll just quickly share what the price difference was when I typed in Leia, my 8-year-old dachshund, compared to my 3-year-old cattle dog. So I'll share those results when we come back from break. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
And having a good time on a crummy day is our game. Teach Lorraine.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Denae, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yeah. She runs around and she shouts out.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Was that the B-52s?
That was, yeah, singing about a poodle named Quiche Lorraine. That's in honor of the poodle that you were talking about earlier in the show.
Wow. Did not know.
We tie it all together here.
Yes, we do. Okay, so just wanted to, now if anybody has any feedback about pet insurance, we'd still love to hear from you. I know it's a newer thing, but it's would love to hear your feedback if you've had any personal experience or know someone who has. You can give us a call, 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. And usually, like I know this was the case with a friend of mine who just had their dog just had to have surgery to take a piece of tennis ball out of his intestine, which, on a side note, that's the second dog. The first one that was a client of mine's dog actually died from a tennis ball that was lodged in his digestive tract. Pieces of tennis ball that break off can get stuck. And it's not just tennis balls. It's other things, too. But I'm hearing more and more about obstructions. And then we had Telly had some sort of cloth ball that we had never seen in her stomach that had been there for a while. But my friend's dog just had to have major surgery to remove a piece of tennis ball from his intestines. And it's oftentimes when somebody has an emergency surgery like that, that they then question pet insurance. We're getting pet insurance now because that was expensive. So is it worth it? It seems like it would be if your dog has some sort of event like that and assuming that it's covered and that you don't have any problem getting reimbursed. Now, I just typed in Leia, my 8-year-old dachshund, and her premium was higher, which was not a surprise. Just like people, the older you get, the more expensive you are to insure. And I don't know, you know, the difference in breed. I didn't have time to sort of change around, like to change just her age, but not her breed. But for Leia, for the pet plan, which was the one that looked to me to be the best coverage, whereas Telly, the 3-year-old cattle dog, was $68 and change a month, Leia was $101 and change per month. So a little over $800 a year for Telly and about $1,200 a year for Leia to cover her because she's older and perhaps considered a higher risk breed. Because in dachshunds, 1 in 5 dachshunds end up having some sort of back problems in their lifetime to some degree. I also looked at Leia for the Trupanion. And the Trupanion one had the option to add dogs, and it did not. There was not a multiple dog discount, like cars. They give you a multiple car discount. It did not seem by the numbers. The numbers were the same, whether I did Leia by herself or along with the 2 cattle dogs. But Leia for the Trupanion insurance, which was the last one, that was $66 and change a month compared to Telly's $40 and change a month. So in both cases, more expensive, which would be expected, just like health insurance for people. So very interesting. I recommend you check out different companies and, you know, do some research yourself. And like I said, I'll try to ask around and see if anybody has some personal experience with the insurance and, you know, did they actually pay out? Was it a hassle? Because I know that can be an issue with human health insurance, actually getting the money. So I wanted to talk quickly about the special that was on last night called Dogs Decoded. And it was on PBS, and you can actually go and view. It's right on the homepage right now. It was on Nova on PBS, and the website is www.pbs.org. And it's right there, smack in the middle of the homepage right now as today's video. Nova, Dogs Decoded. How smart are dogs and what makes them such ideal companions? Very interesting show. I've talked a little bit about this subject on past shows, basically on the most widely accepted theory as to how dogs got domesticated from wolves. So, well, like I said earlier in the show, dogs and wolves are 99.8% identical genetically. So what makes them, that 0.2%, makes a huge difference. What is it? Is it more environmental? Is it genetic? So they did this study, and I have to say, I wasn't too thrilled about this laboratory setting. And then also later in the fox farm, they were just all in cages. It was reminiscent of a puppy mill, and I just don't like the idea of keeping animals just in cages as our subjects. I think it lacks respect. But anyway, the information they got from it was interesting. But they did this study where they took 5-day-old wolf cubs from a sanctuary and raised them as dog puppies. And by 8 weeks old, there were already differences between the wolf pups and the dog puppies. The wolf puppies were not as interested in people, not as engaged, like were just really distracted and didn't make eye contact, didn't respond to pointing gestures, which some dogs will. Also, as very young puppies, they were very possessive, aggressive with food. And once they got to be a little bit older, actually were just kind of crazy. They showed this one piece where there was a woman sitting at a table eating, and the wolf pup, at this point, was probably 3 months old and was just kind of like throwing itself up at the woman, trying to get on the table, trying to get at her food, whereas a dog would not do that as intensely. By 4 months, they had to return the wolf pups to the reserve because they were just clearly unmanageable and could not live in a house. So based off of the findings from this study, which I would agree with, it's impossible to train a wolf to be a dog. So what makes dogs tame? Well, they did this study. It was in 1959, and I've talked about this in past shows, with foxes in Russia. And I got some more detailed information about it,
which was
great.
There's a lot of foxes in Russia. I just
wanted
sidetrack there.
They're all ice skaters. So they had this big fox farm, which again, it was really kind of, neither of us really like to see the foxes in these cages. But I don't know how many fox they have, but 1%, so all of the foxes were either aggressive or afraid. Mm. 1% of them, though, of the population, were neither afraid or aggressive. They were actually tolerant of people and didn't show excessive fear or aggression. 1%. So what they did was they bred that 1% of dogs that were, of foxes that were not afraid or aggressive towards people and bred them. And what they found was just after 3 generations of breeding the tame foxes, they started to actually show affection to people. And then fast forward to now, 50 generations later, these foxes are acting much like dogs, wagging their tails, even like making like barking and howling noises like dogs. Their ears are staying floppy for longer as puppies. So they've sort of, and their coats are broken up. Like instead of having a just like a salt and pepper coat throughout the whole body, they're actually getting like white spots on their coats. So these are actually all differences. If you, you know, with the foxes, you can, which are very genetically close to wolves, you can actually see how those differences are actually differences between dogs and wolves, all of those things. It's very interesting. There's a lot more information to it. You can go to pbs.org and watch that show if you missed it last night. Dogs Decoded. It was excellent. So I hope you can make it to the Winter Series trial on Whidbey Island. I've got all that information posted on the Dog Talk Show website for the events and the links. www.dogtalkshow.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, too. You can become a fan of the Dog Talk Show. And we've got some great guests coming up, and look forward to being back here next Wednesday live from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
I don't know, keep on giving for your kind.